We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do you think has been the reason why you guys can't play consistently the way you guys have?
I wish I knew, man. It seems like every team that comes to play against us, it's like they're playing extra. They really want to beat us and humiliate us. But for the most part, we haven't had much losses like this today. And I know it's one of those tough games, and it's a bad moment to have one of these losses. But this is baseball, and tomorrow we got to come back and be much better than what we did today. It's unacceptable.
Xander Bogaerts had a loss on Sunday. And by the way, last hour is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic. You could sit there and say that, you know, what happened yesterday is baseball, right? It happens. It's just that this team put themselves in this situation with the way they started in April. You know, not just that first homestand, but just the whole thing. Coughing up games left and right that you shouldn't.
Yeah, but if you do this in April or May, I'll even give you, you know, early June, okay, fine. But now you're starting to feel... You know, you're rounding the bend. You see the end. Now you're now you know who you're competing against, and you can't afford to lose the easy ones. You can't afford to lose the easy ones because those are the ones that are going to come back and bite you. So if you have an opportunity to kind of gain some ground, or you know, just to prove that you belong, you have to take advantage of it.
Yeah, you know. And
so to me, it's a bigger eyesore now in July, heading into August, than it would be in June.
So meanwhile, you know, you go 4-3 against Toronto and Baltimore. Cleveland goes 6-1. Oakland goes 4-2. So you actually lost ground. Remember, we were talking about, let's see where they are. My thought was that they would gain a game or two, given their schedule with Toronto and Baltimore.
They would just chopping wood.
Yeah,
just
so they would walk into this Rays Yankee 14-game stretch. You know, maybe a couple games now. I mean, they're 5 games in a loss column behind Cleveland. 5. And oh, by the way, you'll play Tampa and New York the next 7. They play Toronto and Kansas City.
Okay, so Cleveland plays Toronto and Kansas City. We know what Toronto's all about.
And you got Tampa and New York.
Okay.
Toronto and Kansas City.
So, but who does Cleveland have after that?
They got 3 with Houston, 3 with L.A.
Okay.
You got 3 with Tampa, 4 with New York.
I thought it was going to be, so that's 14 straight with those two teams.
Oakland's the one. Oakland, that's 3 with Houston, 4 with Texas, who just lost their closer, so they could be in trouble. Then they got 3 with Milwaukee, couple with St. Louis. So it's not an easy stretch for Oakland either. You're 3 games behind them in the loss column.
See, to me, it doesn't...
Already?
I guess it doesn't matter. See, earlier, maybe a month ago, it was, okay, forget about Tampa, forget about New York. They're going to be the two teams. One's going to win the division, the other's going to be the first wild card. Maybe it's not Tampa anymore. Maybe it's Tampa self-destructs. Maybe, because didn't they lose 5 out of 6, or didn't they lose 5 in a row, something like that?
Yeah, Tampa's bad stretch. That's why you're not even chasing them anymore. You're chasing Cleveland and Oakland.
So fine, forget about Cleveland. It doesn't matter... You're only chasing the number 2 wild card. That's all you're chasing. That's really all you should be concerned with. You shouldn't care who is the number 1 wild card. You're not going to win the division.
Then you're 3 games behind Oakland and lost.
So that's it. That's all you really care about. You can kind of, you know, flirt with it and mess around with it all you want, but that's really all you care about is getting that number 2 wild card spot. Now maybe the roles change. Maybe now it's Cleveland that everyone is saying, "Okay, listen, they got it. Don't worry about it." Now it's Tampa, maybe it's Oakland, and maybe it's Texas. So to me, that's all.
Texas
so maybe maybe Tampa. Okay, so now maybe why can't Tampa die like Texas has been?
They could, but you don't need Tampa. You need Oakland. You need 2 of them. You need 2 of them. Let's go to the phone calls. I want to go to Tony in Bridgewater. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
What's up?
You know what it reminds me of? Seriously, I mean, I get pissed off watching it sometimes too because I know they're not playing up to their expectation. That's the frustrating part. But this reminds me, honestly, of 15 years ago in 2004. And, you know, when they traded Nomar, right around this time, they traded Nomar and people were saying, what are you doing? He's your best player. They're giving up. And they kind of, they bought and sold at the same time. They created that chemistry. And I think this year right here, there's too much talent for us to write this team off. I think they need a huge, huge bang. And if that means getting rid of Price, so be it. They need a big bang. They need a shakeup in that dugout. And I think they still got a shot at it. And I think they could be, they can go, you know, they could play with anybody if they play up to their expectation. But they could be a buyer and a seller.
Well, I think that would take a lot of creativity from Dombrowski to be able to pull that off. And I think the important thing is to realize you play baseball next year. And I don't think you trade David Price. He's a hired gun. He needs to throw the ball better. You know, you still have next year, you still have Erod, Price, Sale, Eovaldi somewhere. You know, you still have some decent arms, you know, and well, I should say Barnes and Workman. That's what you have. You know, so all this thing about, like, sellers. I hear, you know, Porcello, sell Porcello. You're a playoff team. You're a general manager. You watch Rick Porcello pitch. Why would you want him? Now, if is it a salary dump? Because that's all it is. You're not getting anything back. I saw Pete Abraham talking about, or tweeting about, or writing a story about being sellers and how the Yankees, they sold off Aroldis Chapman and Anthony Miller, and they brought back Gleyber Torres and guys that helped bring in Jim Paxton. And you don't have Chapman and Miller. Do you think Porcello's going to get you anything? You think Mitch Moreland is going to get you anything?
Those aren't the names.
Do you think Brock Holt is going to get you anything? Like, do you think the pieces you could trade away are going to get you anything? They are salary dumps. That's all that is. And because of that, I would say, okay, if salary's not the issue, if you're not going to go over, then stay where you are. And don't trade away any of these guys. They're not going to get you anything.
You need to be realistic about your expectations. And, okay, let's say you want to make a big move and you want to not only save the season but put you in a good position for 2020. So, one, you look at Mookie Betts, okay? Because I know Porcello's not going to get you anything. I know Holt's not going to get you anything.
No.
But Mookie Betts could be that guy that could get just something significant for the next 3 to 4 years. Maybe their arms. Maybe there's younger guys. Maybe it's someone who can come in and play right away. And when I go to that, I sit there and go, all right, does Mookie Betts even want to be a Boston Red Sox? Is he the guy that's already said that he wants to go to free agency? He said back when we were down in Fort Myers in March that he's not worried about anything. He just wants to be treated fairly, but he's looking forward to becoming a free agent. Bryce Harper, Machado, Trout, sees what all these guys are doing. He's playing like an MVP again, even though he kind of started off slow. This guy may not even have any desire to be in town. So if you have a really good, strong gut feeling, you can look at what happened to Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge got played. Kyrie Irving played him. If you know Mookie Betts is just playing around with you, teasing you, and just saying the right things because he knows it's in his best interest, but you know better, then get rid of him now.
Yeah,
rid of him now and be done with it.
It's okay for two sides to disagree.
And I you know, I've always been open the checkbook, give him what he wants. Trading Mookie Betts is stupid, is dumb. I don't know, in 9 days, it might be the move. And I was just reading, Chad Finn wrote an article. Any suggestion of trading Mookie Betts right now is ludicrous. Now, this is obviously a reaction to try to get the fanboys back on his team.
After what I mean?
Because he upset,
situation.
Everyone blamed him,
right.
You know, for getting the locker room.
Yeah, you're right, Chad,
You know what I mean? Like, he wrote a vicious article in which Eckersley commented, and it caused a little bit of a brouhaha in that locker room. So now he's trying to get the fanboy back on here. He's wrong. It's not ludicrous. I think it's actually healthy for this organization. And it's got nothing to do with who he is. I mean, let's just say, you know, let's say he wants to be here, but you know it's going to take 10 and 35 a year. You know that. Is that the right move for this organization financially? Does Dave Dombrowski, does John Henry want to, for the next 4 or 5 years, be right up against 240? Is that what you want? To the point where you got to sit in an offseason and say, I know I need to upgrade my bullpen, but I don't have enough money to do it. Or I know because Porcello is gone. That $21 million or so, that's also gone, by the way, because Bogey goes from 12 to 20, and Sale goes from 15 to 30.
Yeah, his new contract actually kicks in.
All right, so now we're talking $23 million additional for those two guys. So Porcello helps pay for those guys. Sandoval's money's off the books. That's 18. Mookie's going to make $30 million. Is this where you want to be financially? Because if you bring back Mookie, you're going to be sitting on 230, 240. You will have about $140 million tied up into Price, Sale, JD. Well, I don't know if JD's coming back.
Xander.
Xander, Mookie Betts. Like, it's just $30 million to all these guys, and it's... Is this really where you want
to
live?
See, but to me, it's
240 every single year. If you're John Henry, you got to start thinking about that and say, you know what? No, I want to get to 210, and I can still put a very good team together if I don't invest $350 million in the next 10 years to a player that is every other year a good player, and then every other year an MVP type player.
See, I think, forget about the money. If Atlanta offered, if the Braves offered Mookie Betts 240, 7, 240, whatever, and the Red Sox offered him the same exact thing, where do you think he would go?
I can't answer that.
Why?
See, and I'm not even saying that, because I know there's people out there that are so definitive that say, like, Mookie doesn't want to be here. I think that's stupid.
Why?
I think it's ridiculous, because nobody knows. And I'm not going to go by his past actions, because he's a businessman. He's maxing out. That's like the guy that's going to, you know, franchise tag me. Fine, let's do it. Kirk Cousins. Let's do it.
I think I make my money. I think you
give it
need
to,
if you don't know, then you better try and figure out, okay, what the odds are. Because to me, that's the play. To me, that is the play. If you know he has no desire of being here regardless of how much, or he'll be willing to take less to go someplace else, I would start doing some reconnaissance on that part. Because that's going to dictate what I do in the next couple of days.
See, I wouldn't, if I was another team, I wouldn't have any problem giving Mookie Betts 10 years, 350. This Red Sox salary situation in the next 3 years, because to me, J.D. Martinez is, I know he's a DH, but if I can go 3 years, $75 million with him, all right, fine. I got J.D., I got Devers, and I got Xander Bogaerts. Hopefully, Benintendi turns something around. Maybe Vasquez keeps it up.
They got Chavis.
Chavis is here. And I can still go out there and spend it differently and have a deeper ball club. It's not that I don't like Mookie or I don't think he's worth it, but this team right here, given their situation financially, I think it's healthier if they don't give it to him, even though I think it's worth it. And I think Devers' year makes him a little more expendable than I ever thought.
So if that's the case, you think they're more leaning towards that side, or where the money would be better spent with other people as opposed to Mookie?
When you build a baseball team,
then
and you tell
why
me,
wait?
That's what I'm saying. You tell me I got Benintendi, I got Bogaerts, I got Devers, and I got JD, and I got Vasquez. Okay. I'm still a good offensive team. I know that. And I'm going to add other pieces. Maybe Chavis is here to stay. I don't know, whatever. I can still add other pieces. I just think by locking in and having $140 million, $150 million tied into three, four, five guys, rather, tells me that John Henry is going to sit there and say, okay, I guess I'm paying $240. I'm going to flirt with it. I'm going to go over the luxury tax almost every single year, to be honest with you, because there's always tweaks. There's always additions you need. And this team seems extremely hesitant to go out and do that because they don't want to go over that threshold.
And I also feel like you know, how realistic are your chances to advance into the playoffs? If the Yankees are that savage team, right? They're savages now. The Yankees are savages.
They are. They're effing savages.
The Red Sox,
in the box.
The Red Sox do damage, and the Yankees are savages.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that that's what you're competing against, why even bother? And the only way you're going to make a move is if you think that the pieces that you can get can significantly upgrade your team to now make you be able to compete against the savages in New York. That would be the only reason that would make it make sense. Or else, why else would you do it? I mean, is this a lost season already?
I think to me, this team is nothing. I mean, it can
even
still
if they
be,
make the playoffs,
they can
I don't
still
think
entertain
they'll go
you. They can make a run late, but I just don't. They just don't have it. They don't have it, and I think you have to admit it. They don't. If they had it, they would have taken 2 out of 3 in Baltimore at least. If they had it, they would have found a way to beat the Dodgers in the 9th or the 10th or the 11th. I mean, we are at the end of July, and you keep waiting for it to happen.
They are who they
are.
You know,
July or so, June, you start to see an identity of a team. The Yankees have it, okay? They're going to go to the World Series. You don't. And it's okay. It's okay. It's just that you got to start thinking about the future of where you want to be next year, because you still have a very good core. You still have a very good team. And I just think Mookie's, this is probably going to be it for him this year. And seeing how the next 9 games go, you might be able to get more for him now by giving somebody Mookie Betts for 2 runs at it.
See, that would be a bold
playoffs.
Move.
That's a big one.
That's the move I'm looking forward to.
That's a big one. Sox fans, how do you feel about that move? Do you think it's ludicrous to even talk about Mookie Betts? That's what Chad Finn thinks. Or is he just pandering to the fan base because he thinks people are mad at him? Give us a call, 617-779-7937. It's the MFers here. No Ordway. Continue to talk Sox after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
When you look at the Sox right now, all that talent, still 2.5 games back of that wild card, that final wild card spot. How do you view their playoff chances the next couple of months?
I still think they're going to make the playoffs one way or another. I think their offense is really good. And today was the most important day. Chris Sale looked like the old Chris Sale. And if he's going to pitch that well down the stretch, then they have a chance to make the playoffs. Certainly, they're going to have to do something at the back end of the bullpen. But I don't think they're going to make a major trade, meaning the players they have now, they're going to have to win with those guys.
Well, that was Tim Kirkjian, but here's the thing. That was Thursday night. All right, we sailed through the ball well. You probably
I was feeling good.
People say the exact same thing, say like Friday night after the All-Star break when E-Rod beat the Dodgers. But then you went into Baltimore, just like when you went into that Dodger weekend and Sale and Price both gave it up. So I don't know how Kirkjian feels about him now, but after losing 2 or 3 to Baltimore, I don't know how you could feel good about him. Let's get back to some of these calls. I want to go to Lenny in Attleboro. Lenny, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I wanted to just say, you know, I agree with you, Lou, 100% here. I think they're done this year, but I'm not that depressed about it because they have a lot of good pieces in place for the future. I think they lulled themselves into a false sense of security with the bullpen at the start of the season. I watched the MLB Network all winter long. The Yankees are signing Ottavino. The Yankees are signing Britton. And the Red Sox did nothing to upgrade their bullpen. And I thought from the beginning that was probably a mistake. My question to you guys is this. I love Kirby Yates in San Diego. What would we have to give up to get him? And if we do get him, would he just be a rental, or is this a guy we could lock up for 2-3 years? Because that would certainly solve the problem at the back end of the bullpen. But as for this year, this past weekend in Baltimore, that they're done. I think they should sell and just think of the future. They got a lot of good pieces in place, and they can be a competitive team for years to come.
All right, Lenny. Thanks. Appreciate it. Interesting you say that. John Morosi, MLB Network, tweeted this out. Sources: Red Sox showing active interest in Padres closer Kirby Yates and Blue Jays closer Ken Giles.
It's very timely.
Both of those guys have 1 year left on their deal beyond this year. I think Yates will have a high asking price. I think a lot of teams would be interested on him. And I'm not so sure I'm interested in Giles as good as he was this year. He reminds me of, like, you guys remember Mark Melancon, who was a great closer.
Oh, yeah, Mark Melanson from the Melanson brothers.
Pittsburgh. And then you got him.
The Queens Melanson, Christian.
And then he sucked. And then he went somewhere else, another small market, and was good again. Like, that's what Giles feels
to me. And then everybody
goes,
oh, why did we give him up? Look how good he is now.
It's like,
forgot about how terrible he
was. Giles losing his mind out in Houston where games count, right? To the point where he and A.J. Hinch are like, nah, I got to get rid of this guy. So they trade his ass. So he goes to Toronto where games don't count because they suck.
Or Wojnarowski.
Yeah, and he's great.
Yesterday.
So then he comes back to a big market and he starts punching himself in the face again because he can't believe he blew a big game. I don't want any part of that. I don't want rentals. Morosi also said they're evaluating Blue Jays reliever Daniel Hudson. 0.93 in his last 16 outings. I don't want him. He's a rental. Although he mightn't have cost nothing. I don't know. Maybe you could add him for nothing. Morosi also said top advisor Frank Renz in Detroit's Marcus Stroman start. But again, just like he said, they're out Madison Bumgarner, Noah Syndergaard start on San Fran. It's not because of these guys. It's because Detroit Shane Green is a possibility. It's because Will Smith and other relievers for the Giants. I don't want rentals. But if Dave Dombrowski can fix his bullpen situation, this deadline for next year or the year after, then I'm in for that.
Some of the guys out there have actually thrown great.
Go to Harry.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't want rentals right now. Harry, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
So I agree with you, Lou. You said it though. You know, you got to look at the future. And at the end of the day, if you don't think he's going to be here, and if you can get something to help your team, one player is going to make that big a difference in the grand scheme of things. But if that one player can get you two, three guys that can make a difference, then you make the trade and you go forward. But I have no faith in Dombrowski making a good trade because I think he's horribly overrated. And the team caught lightning in a bottle last year and won the World Series. But I just don't think he can pull it off. I think that's the bigger issue.
I mean, do we not give Dombrowski credit for any of the moves that he made? I mean, he did bring Chris Sale in, right?
Yeah,
he did bring
Steve Pierce.
He got the MVP, Steve Pierce.
I think he didn't use the
Eovaldi.
Yeah, he didn't use the term fluke, but lightning in a bottle last year. He won 108 games in the regular season.
Lightning in a bottle.
It's not a fluke. It's not lightning in a bottle.
No.
Lightning in a bottle is being, you know, a 500
now.
Baseball team.
It would be this team now.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like in September, you go undefeated.
David Dombrowski.
They just dominate August and then go undefeated in September. Yeah, that's catching lightning in a bottle, which I think a lot of people were hoping would happen.
Listen, the only thing I fault Dombrowski on is Eovaldi. That's all.
This year. Signing him this year.
That's it.
You
can blame him for the Thornburg trade, and we can scream and yell from the rooftops. Is Travis Shaw still in AAA this year? I know he got sent down. Would you rather have Travis Shaw at third base or Rafael Devers? So I understand he gave up some other players in that. All right? I get that. Thornburg didn't work. That's the loss. Sale, glad you got him. I know people say, well, the moves are kind of easy ones, right? You trade for Chris Sale. You give up prospects. You had Moncada. You know, you picked up Kimbrel. You gave up some prospects for them. Your team sucked before Dave Dombrowski got here. You would have, what do you want? You want Manuel Margot out in the outfield? Is that what you guys want? Like, what do you want? Who do you want? Kopech? Because he's having Tommy John. How about the other kid they gave up for Drew Pomeranz? Is he in the second Tommy John yet or no? The number one prospect they had. He gave you a championship. I'm good with that. I just don't like the Eovaldi signing. That's all. And can he trade Mookie? Yeah. Yeah, I think he can. Well, I want to go to Wally real quick because I just disagree.
No.
Go ahead, Wally. Quick one.
Yeah, what's up, Lou? Good afternoon. I mean, I don't see Mookie going anywhere, maybe in the off season. But basically, you're not going to catch the Yankees. Everybody's a realist over that. So basically, you got four teams, the Red Sox, the Rays, Oakland, and Tampa Bay fighting for them two spots. But I see Dombrowski making some moves. But any move can be made. You see what the Yankees gave up for Encarnacion. Guy that's going to hit 40 home runs, not getting over 100 runs. But to me, I compare the Red Sox right now to like a $200 million sports car. You take it on the highway, you get two flats, or I got a junk. But all you have to do is fix it. I mean, there'll be guys available, but there'll be rentals. But you just can't. You still have 62 games left, guys. You look at Washington, you look at the Giants. 3 weeks ago, everybody was burying these teams, even Cleveland. I mean, they still have tough decisions to make, too, and they just got hot. But the Red Sox, really, Lou, you know that. They hold their destiny. We're going to know.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. Wally, listen, we'll see.
You make a good point, Wally.
We'll see. I know. Here's the point, okay? Not right now. You're 5 games behind Cleveland. You're 3 games behind Oakland. What if you go 2-7 the next 9 games before the break? What if you go 2-7 and you find yourself 10 games behind Cleveland?
Well, that's a different story.
And you find yourself 7 or 8 games behind Oakland. Aren't we having these discussions? And if you're Dave Dombrowski, you're going to just wake up on July 30th and go, oh, wow, I didn't think we'd be here. I should start taking calls on somebody.
You know, they just got hot.
No. No, you do it right now. You start taking calls because this thing could very well go 2-7 in the next 9.
What's more likely to happen?
Well, you tell me. I know, well, 9 games. Give me the next nine games before the deadline.
This is what they do.
What do you think they
do? 4-5? So what do they have? How many games against Tampa?
3.
3. They two out of 3 against Tampa.
All right, New York's got 4.
Split.
I'd be so surprised.
Best case, split.
No, you're 4-3. Two more against Tampa.
Split.
All right, 5-4.
Yep.
Okay, you lose two more games.
I'm making your point for you.
That's good.
That is a realistic approach. You can get to 5-4. Okay, so forget about. Okay, you're 5-4. You're above 500.
You still think they can go 5-4?
But they're out of their mind. They're wacky. It's up. It's down. You have no idea what you're going to get. You'll get 2 good games. You'll get a game where they play like crap, yet they still win because the other team sucks.
Teams that suck.
Yeah, based on the way, but at the same time, Tampa, I mean, New York is just as vulnerable at having an off day at the wrong point in time as the Red Sox are. Well, how many times, what is it, the Yankees have won, 8 out of 9? Is that what it is? Something crazy like that?
Yep, they're just good.
So they're better than you. So you need a little bit of luck. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's less about what the Red Sox are going to do. It's more about what Cleveland is going to do. And do they implode a little bit? Do they, if you are struggling, do they have a crappy game? Or does Oakland have a crappy game?
You better take care of business down in Tampa. Because you got Erod Sale. You got Erod Sale and Price.
Well, that's showing nothing.
Because then when you come back in a huge series and a 4-game set against New York, you know who takes the ball game 1? Porcello.
Kashner. No, Kashner's next.
Kashner's game 2.
Yep.
And then Erod and then Sale.
Trap.
Okay, so you got Erod Sale and Price down in Tampa Bay. You drop 2 out of 3, you're getting your teeth kicked in on Thursday against New York and on Friday against New York.
But night games for Cash.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be cooler. Anybody looked at the weather?
112 degrees, I hope.
All right, let's take a break. A bunch of you guys are lined up on this thing right now with the Red Sox. What do you do? Is this thing going to get away from them? Has it already gotten away from them? Morosi says they're in on freaking everybody. They should also be offering up everybody because who knows where these next 9 games go. All right, OMF, more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Smart Sports Talk.
The multilingual singer was a force of nature in the philanthropic. She launched the foundation. Oh no, here's another one. Pies Descalzos.
Pies.
Let's return with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Would you expect this to be it, or do you think there still could be moves between now and the 31st?
Again, I don't really know that. I think you're always trying to make your club better. And so we're in a spot where we have a chance to win, so you're still looking at that. We're keeping abreast of what's taking place as if we're trying to acquire more talent, but we'll wait and we'll see. When you get to this point of the year, there's still over 2 weeks to the trading deadline. Some of the acquisition prices are still quite high. That's why you haven't seen a lot of other deals made, I think, from other organizations. So you wait to see what takes place. There's a lot of time between now and 2 weeks. There'll be some clubs that may all of a sudden get hot and are in a pennant race, they feel, where there's other clubs that may go the other way, and then somebody's available that you never anticipated.
Ooh, that's not David Price. That's Dave Dombrowski talking about it. The reason why I had Price in my mind, because Dombrowski had been through this before. He did it in 2015 when he was with Detroit, and he traded David Price to Toronto. They were kind of still in that mix. Wild card, then the last week or so, 10 days before the deadline, all hell broke loose. They just fell out of it, and he moved on. And that was a little bit of a surprise. So, to me, you do due diligence. I just don't think that all the names that people keep talking about, Moreland, first off, he's not even back. He's with the team in St. Pete. He's not playing tonight, so maybe they activate him at some point in this series. But, you know, Rick Porcello, Brock Holt, what are you going to get for these guys? They're salary dumps. That's all it is. Not going to get anything for them. So what are we doing? Let's go to John in Andover. John, go ahead. You're on with the OMF.
Hey, I got a question for you, Lou. Isn't Scott Boras J.D. Martinez's agent?
Yes, he is.
So shouldn't we just, like, just shrug our shoulders and say he's gone?
Well, he's also Xander Bogaerts' agent.
Well, yeah, we just got Xander signed, but he's kind of a different animal. I think J.D.'s already kind of made it clear he wasn't really going to be here for a while. So should we be, like, anticipating that Boras is not going to want to do anything but go up in numbers and we're going to pay a premium instead? Try to go ahead and... I actually think at this point, moving Mookie makes sense.
Well, I don't think you can lose both. But that's why I lock up JD. Thanks for the call, John. And honestly, because I think JD's making 23.75 next year. And then he's like 19.19. So he's not going to want those last two. But next year, 23.7, he might not opt out. He's a DH.
Did I see he had Jackie Bradley Jr. in there also?
Trading Jackie. He's another one.
If you're going to trade him... Right, he's kind of doing what Jackie Bradley does this time of year. Starts playing better, starts hitting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple home runs over the weekend. You're not as scared of him as you are in April and May because what was his batting average at that point? I'm like one. It was ridiculously low. Now he starts. I always thought Jackie
Bradley Jr.
I think
you take calls on him.
Again, yeah, I always felt like he was an option.
He's a arbitration next year, last year of arbitration. So, you know, I look at Jackie and the offseason, I don't know, he made 8.5 this year. Do you want to pay him 11 next year, 12? But it's only 1 year deal. So it's not like you got to invest 10 years for the guy. But to me, J.D. Martinez, I mean, you saw the other night. I mean, he's not an outfielder. Inside the park, home run, Richie Martin.
Honestly, I was wondering if you were going to bring that up. Now,
he's not an outfielder. They hit him out there for last year, and they never paid the price. This year, different story.
He exposed himself so badly.
Just a matter of time.
The only thing that was missing was the theme from the Bad News Bears. One, he plays it off the wall terribly. Then he's looking at the runner at the same time trying to pick up the ball. He misses the ball, and then he can't throw it home. I mean, to me, it was like, wow. You're right. Last year, he wasn't exposed.
I mean, last year, sitting there saying, I cannot believe they're going to throw him at right field in Fenway Park. I mean, just it's a fact.
I didn't think he was that slow.
But it's just a fact. Fenway Park right field is one of the toughest right fields to play in all of baseball. One of the toughest outfield spots to play in all of baseball. Right field at Fenway. Not left, not necessarily center, but right field. There's a lot of ground to cover. There's different things with a pesky pole in the corner. And they said, well, with advanced scouting and hitting charts, we can put him in position to make a play.
Look at your card.
Yeah, like last year, every time they put a guy in a spot, the guy would hit it right there.
Yeah.
Well, this year, guess what? Things aren't going as smoothly. And he's been exposed in the outfield. So would you rather have J.D. Martinez locked up this offseason at 3 years and $72 million, 24 per, or spend 10 years, $35 million for Mookie Betts?
No, my thing is, I don't think Mookie wants to be here anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, I can sign JD right now, maybe. 3 years, 72, 24 per. Have a guy in the middle of the lineup.
You know, so when you heard that sound of Dombrowski.
Safer contract.
He's giving you like the GM speak. Oh, you know, it's not just an easy answer. There's a bunch of different variables. Okay, there's all these different situations. You know, where a team's at. Oh, next thing you know, somebody comes available you didn't think was going to be available. Maybe you wouldn't make the move, but now you will based on the guy that's available and then the money that's available to you.
So you wait to see what takes place.
Yeah, so I know it's not as black and white as it seems to be, but they got to have like a doomsday pill, I guess you would call it. And at what point in time do they snap that cap and just swallow it? And I think that doomsday pill is Mookie Betts.
It might be. Let's go to Craig out in Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Craig?
Hey,
oh, no.
I can't.
Okay, put him on hold.
This one is
call
not
back.
Our fault.
That is not line three.
Yeah, actually, his comment is that the offense isn't as good as projected.
Got a lot of runs.
I would disagree. I think the offense is pretty good.
You got a lot of guys.
They lead the league. They lead all of baseball in runs scored. Maybe second to the Yankees in like runs per game type of thing. because they played two more games. But their offense, has it been inconsistent? Was there a stretch where they couldn't run the scoring position? Sure. But the offense is pretty good.
See, that number can be deceiving, too, because they put 17 up the other day.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is that what does yeah. that mean?
Well, in the last two games, they scored 17 runs.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then the next day, they go zero. Yeah.
All right, Drew, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Drew. You're up.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
First of all, when it comes to the season, no, the season ended for me last weekend. If you can't take two out of three games from the worst team in baseball, that your season's done. I this team has no chance of going anywhere with the way they're playing. And for me, for trading, I open it up. First of all, I would trade the entire outfield.
You trade if I can, Benintendi, oh, JBJ, and Mookie. Trade the Killer Bees.
Yeah. First of all, Betts would get you back the best package, and he's not staying. JBJ, whatever you can get for him, great. And I'm going to be honest with you. Benintendi, I think Benintendi is who he is. I think he's an average ball player. He's a better name right now than he is actually a ball player. Yeah. If I could get something for him to rebuild this 30th ranked farm system that got gutted, I would do it. It's just time to start thinking about the future for this team.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's no help coming.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you still got to you got to play baseball. You got to feel the team, and that you got to give a system some when you just gutted it of basically 10 of your top 12 prospects. Do you think it's going to just replenish itself overnight?
Yeah,
no, they have
the
three.
Orioles. No,
see, they have three players right now, mid-season in the top 100. In the off-season, my guess is they might have five in the top 100. You see what they do next year, and then you can't do it overnight. You draft a kid. You have two draft classes. They get out of rookie ball, and people can hype them up because of where they were drafted. But until you see them in A ball and Double A, they don't become prospects. So the system isn't as good as it once was. No one's would ever be when you got it like they did with some of the prospects. But it doesn't just replenish itself overnight.
See, the whole thing, hey, you
actually, minor league system's actually having a pretty good year this year.
This whole you got to get ready for the future. Last comment. All right, so you've locked up Sale. You locked up Xander.
Price
Devers
is
young. Erod isn't going anywhere.
Vasquez.
I mean, you are. This is the future.
You can't give up on that.
Okay, so that's not gonna change. If you want to move, a JD will probably re-sign. And then what you do with Price and what you do with Mookie Betts and Benintendi or JBJ? Okay, whatever. But the fact is, this is your team of the future. I mean, Sale hasn't even started his extension contract. Neither is Xander Bogaerts. And Devers is so young. I mean, you have a really strong core. So messing with the foundation of that core, I think, is a mistake. Moving pieces around here and there, maybe you do have to sacrifice a Mookie Betts. I mean, you're not. Why Mookie Betts? Why not Xander Bogaerts? You locked him up. You know he's good.
No chance.
Well, I'm just saying.
No
what's
chance.
The difference?
Locked up. The other guy might be.
But if you know you can lock up Mookie Betts, that's a big. Done deal. I'm just assume he is. Assume he's locked up
because
for the,
6 years,
at the number.
120 doesn't cripple your organization. 10 years, 350, 375. That's a tough one. Now I'm not saying he's not a great player, and I'd rather do that with him than Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. But with this team, I think a safer bet is locking up JD for the next 3 years and getting rid of the options and guaranteeing the whole thing. And just like you just said, Sandoval's money comes off the books. That is actually the raises, because I forgot Sale's AAV is like 25 because they deferred money. So Sale and Bogaerts' money bump, Sandoval takes care of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you've got Porcello's 21 coming off the books. Mookie's 20 will come off the books. Next year it'll be 30. Right, so rather than give him 30,
did you mention Porcello also?
20. Porcello's 21. Yeah. You've got your Pierce, Moreland,
yep.
Nunez. That's another 16.
Yep.
I just think you can get a payroll of about 210. I think you can grab a prospect or two. You can give me a good right fielder. You're going to need a starter. You're going to add to this bullpen. If you bring back Mookie Betts, what's your payroll going to be next year? 260? Because you still have a lot of holes. You don't have a first baseman. Maybe it's Chavis.
Okay, so you're making my point.
You don't have a bullpen. You don't have a
fifth
starter.
You're saying everything that you're saying leads me to believe that Mookie Betts isn't an option.
I don't think he's coming back next year. The only question I have, as a matter of fact, I don't see him on this team at all next year. I just wonder if they fall so far out of it, they start taking calls on him right now. And I don't think it's ludicrous. Sorry, Chad Finn. Sorry, I don't.
No, I think it's definitely a realistic option, especially if you believe that it's just not happening. If you realize that the way the team is built now, with all the runs that you're scoring, with all the young talent, with as much offense as you can create, it doesn't really matter because you can't hold a lead and you can't come back from them. Because as soon as you do come back, they go on a run again because your bullpen sucks and you don't have a closer.
I know there's 60, whatever, two games left. I just don't believe in them. And that's not my fault. That's theirs. They have given me no reason whatsoever for me to believe in this group. None.
No, next Monday, we'll come back and we'll be saying the exact same thing.
I'm telling you, like, it's been a while, but there's more blown saves coming in this next 14 games. We sort of forget that because the rotation's been bad or the offense gets shut out. But you can guarantee over the next 14 games, mm-hmm. there's going to be three or four blown saves. I mean, that's coming. It's just a matter of time. I don't know why you can believe in them. I really don't. Let me go to Paul in Abington, last one on this topic. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Lou, the question to you is, even if they go out and pursue or get these guys from Toronto or San Diego, the relievers, the closers per se, you keep hitting on the head, which is true. The rotation's been average at best. The middle relief, you got to get to those guys first of all. So even if you pick up the guy from San Diego, what has the bullpen done beforehand? They need to revamp. This is no knock on, you know, Barnes and Workman. They were put in other positions that they probably weren't supposed to be in to begin with because you lost Kelly and Kimbrel. But bottom line is you need to revamp this whole rotation. I know Porcello's gone. I would try to trade Price. I know you're not going to be able to because of the contract.
Yeah, but how is revamping the rotation trading Price? Now you got what, Sale and Eron?
No. I'm just saying overall, it's all about the pitching, Lou, and you keep hitting on it as far as this is where this team is downtrodden. I mean, it's just been terrible. It's so up and down, more on the down this year. So by getting those relievers, I mean, I'm in a selling mode. I would trade a handful of guys, see what you can get for them. I don't know if you can trade Porcello at this point because you know he's gone anyways. Can you still get something for him?
No, you get nothing for him. Would you want him? Shooting the way through. Not at all. Let's go to Tim real quick before I go to break. Tim and Lowell, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Maloney and your partner there, the tight end.
Fourier.
Get away in on the Red Sox. Fourier, great guy. Listen, I want to give this team an attitude transplant.
Oh.
I am convinced this team is on its way out. I want to trade David Price while his value is as high as it is. I know he has a no-trade contract. I think he'll gladly accept the trade out of Boston. I want to trade, and I'm going to put Christian Vasquez up there. I think his value right now is as high as it's ever going to be. And I think they have a little depth at that position with Leon. They play better with Leon. I want him out. And I also want Mookie Betts to be traded because he's never going to re-sign with this team, and he's not a $35 million a year player, in my opinion.
So, Tim, I'm saying Price, Mookie, Vasquez. How do you feel? Porcello, get rid of him. How about Jackie?
I would get rid of Purcell. I would absolutely keep Martinez. I would absolutely keep Martinez. Absolutely. I want him around for 2 years.
Thanks for the call, Tim. But it's you also still have to play baseball. You're not deep at the catcher position. I'm not trading Vasquez. I'm not trading Price. He's a hired gun. I personally have issues with him, I'm not doing it. You still got to try to win at some point in the next year or two. Because if Dave Dombrowski gutted this team like a lot of people seemingly want them to, next year you'll be the first ones to call in the offseason going, this team's going to suck. Why should I watch? Stupid product. Duh, spend some money. I mean, you got a nice base, nice foundation. Whatever. Don't go crazy. Just don't invest too much into the rental right now. We don't want to be doing that. All right, listen, no Ordway today, so OMF, the MF's got you covered. When we come back, we've got about a half hour of commercial-free radio. I want to dive back into some Patriot talk. News on Julian Edelman might miss 3 weeks. And, of course, you got that crazy man, Tom Brady, diving off cliffs.
Yeah, and I have a squirrel moment.
Squirrel moment.
I have a squirrel moment, yeah. I can't resist it.
All right, we'll scratch that itch when we come back right after this. MFers coming up right after this.
Squirrel!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.